Let's do it again. That's Steely Dan, and this is the Bill Bailey radio program. Good morning. This is, for lack of a better thing, we'll just say this is J.R., not to be confused with our good friend R.J., who'll be here a little later. Looks like about 7 minutes after 6 o'clock. This is Billy Joel from his album The Stranger, and you've got KSLQ. Glad you're with us. Billy Joel, big song for the Archdiocese this morning. Only the good die young. We're going to fly like an eagle. Steve Miller, it's 11 minutes after 6 o'clock. Checking in with Mike Lewis. A few information in just a couple more minutes. Steve Miller Band sounded mighty fine on a mighty fine Monday morning in St. Louis. We'll have a chance of some thunder showers, thunderstorms today, which is not unlikely at all the way things look. Partly cloudy, it will be cooler, and partly sunny will be squeezed in between the little raindrops. 74 degrees. Bill Bailey, as you may have gathered, is not here this morning. He's on vacation. Mike Lewis is here, and I believe we should check in with him. He looks pretty chipper. Mike, I thought you did all the work here.
All the work.
I see you have a typist, and you have... people coordinating news and disseminating news.
You're looking at me, but who are you talking to?
Hello.
It was probably a lesson in attention-getting, folks, that Nazi rally in Chicago. Some 20 American Nazis held a demonstration in Marquette Park, and about 1,000 to 2,000 people turned out for that. There were about 59 arrests, a couple people injured. We'll have a report for you on that this morning. And we also have a story about the power strike in Kansas City that's continuing, and a tornado in the Lake of the Ozarks yesterday. We'll all have that for you. Sports, we have sports. Our Cards lost to the Pirates yesterday. Uh-huh. More for you in a few minutes.
Thank you, Mike. It's not bad. 2 out of 3 ain't bad. Meatloaf, 6:21. I can't believe it. It's 21 after 6 in the morning. I see a few people getting here.
Big Red Gun.
Working a herd on the open range is a job and a half. It's big country and a big job. And you just naturally get a taste for things that are big and bold. That's why Big Red's the gum I like to chew. Big Red's got a big, bold taste. And the taste of Big Red really makes my mouth come alive. Truth is, I never come across a brand of gum with a taste this satisfying. Big Red, mighty good chewing.
Chew the gum called Big Red with a bold, clean bite. And the big, strong flavor that's bound to eat you right. Big Red. Chew the gum called Big Red that's apart from the rest. That captures the spirit of the big wild west.
Big Red. Make Big Red your brand.
KSLQ congratulates Barbara Cunningham of High Ridge, and she's the winner of a pair of tickets to see the Rolling Stones in concert. That's going to be tomorrow night.
Well, since she put me down real tight.
Okay. That'll be all right with me. KSLQ is what you're doing now. Right now, let's take a trip down to South County, where we're going to find a street known as Baker Streets. Jerry Rafferty lives there. This is the original Johnny Rabbit on the Bill Bailey radio program from the Q. KSLQ. It's 21 minutes before 7 on the Bill Bailey Show.
Thank you.
KSLQ, reaching back to blood, sweat, and tears. It's 6, right on the nose, 6:44 this morning. This is J.R., not to be confused with R.J., who will be here about 9 for the Bill Bailey Show. We have the Commodores. It's going to rain today. Very nice song this morning on the Bill Bailey Show. This is JR. We have a gloomy Monday morning, I would say, but good news is about to hit us right in the snoot. We have Michael Lewis. Michael
Lewis? Good news. Johnny, I want to welcome you to the BB Morning Show.
Thank you.
There are two prerequisites for doing this show. A bottle of aspirin
got
and
it.
Insanity.
Got it. I'm ready.
All right, we're all set. A Job Corps Center in St. Louis is in the news this morning. A local women's group is endorsing efforts to establish a center. The Nazi rally in Chicago, a lot of people turned out for that. Have a report for you on that this morning. ERA supporters going to be back in Washington today, lobbying congressmen for an extension on the ratification deadline. And price controls in the news today. That comes from economist John Kenneth Gabriel, who was on NBC's Meet the Press yesterday, had a couple of interesting comments. And our Cards were beaten by Pittsburgh 6-1 yesterday. It means they split the series 2 games apiece. We'll have more for you in a few minutes.
Thank you. Very nice. Appreciate it. And we have some music now. I think we have some music. We'll try this. We'll give us some music, I'm sure, by Leon Russell on KSLQ 648. KSLQ at 652. Isn't it great to have KSLQ on a day like today? Rain on the way. This from the movie FM by Steely Dan on cue. This is KSLQ, where your friends are. 7-Eleven on the Bill Bailey Show. This is JR for Bill Bailey. He'll be back next Monday. I hope it'll be a brighter day than today. Stevie Wonder. Hope you like gloomy days, because we have sort of gloom in the sky right now and some rain on the way, and I guess the traffic is probably on the way wherever it's going to go. And it's probably a mess. Mr. Hildebrand will probably be going up to the top of the Q building shortly to give us a report. But speaking of reports, I believe we have one on the abnormalities of the brain this morning from Mike Lewis in Q Information.
Thank you, Senor. Pickets are out this morning at the Missouri Pacific Railroad facilities. St. Louis company has already obtained a temporary restraining order against a proposed wildcat strike by the workers, and it's communication maintenance workers, actually, is what they are. Oh. We'll have more for you on that this morning. You know, we often kid about Skylab and the fact that it's losing altitude, folks. It's orbiting the Earth, as you know, and they are proposing to send some men up there to see what they can do with it. But we got a report this morning that it again has lost altitude, and officials say that they tried to correct it, but the solar cells are turned away from the sun, so it's losing power. And it's slowly and surely heading our way. So we'll keep an eye on that for you and let you know what happens with that this
Very
morning.
Very nice, thank you.
Okay. Skylab on your breakfast table, folks.
It needs a little grease. Take care of things. This is Frankie Valli for the movie Grease. 17 past 7 on KSLQ. 7:19, you've got KSLQ. They're lining up in the groove line, I know, on the bridge out about St. Charles Way. We have Heat Wave. It's going to be up to 82 degrees today. It's down to 71 right now. It's around 21 or 2 or whatever it is Celsius. And this is JR for the Bill Bailey Show. It's 7:23.
Ain't no sunshine when she's gone.
Bill Withers on KSLQ. Maria Muldaur, Midnight at the Oasis. This is KSLQ. This is JR here this morning filling in for Bill Bailey. He will be back in a week. I think he's flying out of town. He left me this coffee from last Saturday, which I'm sure is going to be very delightful. Like, man, there's so much bad coffee in this world. You'd think that somebody... Yes, it's real nice. Well, life's been good so far. I guess you have to have a few mistakes here and there. It's 7:36. 70 degrees. It's getting cold outside. What's happening? Joe Walsh, who I'm sure has been declared legally insane for many years, 20 minutes before 8 o'clock. Of course, this is just a beautiful day, isn't it? One thing you won't have to worry about is that bright sunshine hitting you in the eyes if you're going down Highway 40. KSLQ congratulates Barbara Cunningham of High Ridge, and if you know Barbara, she has two tickets to see the Rolling Stones in concert tomorrow night, so you might, stay on her good side today, if you will. It's down to 70 degrees in St. Louis. Now, we should have a high today somewhere around 82, and the KSLQ forecast calls for thunder showers most of the day.
Wrigley Spearmint Gum says hello.
When I say hello to my friends, I say it with Wrigley Spearmint Gum.
That friendly, honest-to-goodness, great gum taste.
That's a mouthful. Now, say hello to me with Wrigley Spearmint Gum.
Hello.
Thanks.
Everyone likes the way it says hello. Wrigley Spearmint Gum. We all like the way it says hello.
Marshall Tucker on KSLQ. 18 minutes before 8. Good morning for the Bill Bailey Show. It's rolled around to 7:46, the Bill Bailey program, and Mike Lewis, I see over there. What are you going to be doing with your the six tickets you have for the Rolling Stones for tomorrow night?
I beg your pardon?
The six tickets you have for the Rolling Stones concert tomorrow night.
Don't say that.
Oh,
don't say that. The phones will go crazy. No. I have no tickets.
All right.
Unfortunately.
I know.
I was not one of the lucky few.
Nor was I.
Uh-huh. Nothing personal, Johnny, but what kind of tires do you have on your car?
You mean have or had?
Had?
I couldn't tell you.
Well, the Transportation Department is going to be holding hearings this week on the Firestone 500 steel belted radial. They have proposed that those tires be recalled because they have failed several times. Some of the tread has known to come off the tire, and we'll have more for you on that this morning.
Thanks a lot.
One more thing. Pickets up this morning at Missouri Pacific Railroad facilities in St. Louis, Kansas City, and in Illinois. We'll have details for you on that in a few minutes.
All right. Thank you, sir. It is really getting cool out there. Relatively speaking, it's down to 69 degrees now, and this is one place you won't have to visit today, I'm sure. KSLQ. It's JR on the Bill Bailey Show. It's 8:08 now. On KSLQ, that's Bob Seger. It's 11 minutes past 8 o'clock.
I remember you.
Yeah.
Then you used to work under the name Trigger. I didn't mean that. I was just horsed around.
Thanks a lot. JR on the Bill Bailey Show. Ah, what a lucky man. 8:11, it's down to 68 degrees F and 21 degrees C. And there's rain. And there are cars driving all over, and there's all sorts of crazy things going on. ELP here. KSLQ. Special advice there from the Stranger album. No stranger at all, Billy Joel, one of our great entertainers. 8:17 in the morning in Q traffic. A good place not to play this morning. There's an accident on Highway 40 westbound. It's backed up traffic to Compton Avenue, and traffic on 40 eastbound is heavy from Forest Park College to downtown. And did you know the Poplar Street Bridge is heavy? It's true. Traffic is heavy on the Poplar Street Bridge moving into East St. Louis. And in case you see Highway 44 in your travels this morning, it is kind of slow moving eastward.
This portion of the program brought to you by the New Delhi, India Department of Parks and Recreation.
And here he is, direct from the park. Hello. Well, hello. Hello, Michael.
Whatever happened to the nation's rail system?
Yes.
Lawmakers in Washington sitting there shaking their heads, I imagine. Took three or four decades, if not more, to build, and it's taken about one decade, 10 years, to destroy, almost. Our hearing's going to be held on the future of Amtrak today in St. Louis, Amtrak service specifically to this city, and that'll be held at the Federal Building on Market Street. Missouri Senator John Danforth is scheduled to testify on that today. We'll have more for you on that. I guess it was a lesson in attention-getting. The Nazis held their demonstration in Marquette Park in Chicago over the weekend. About 20 Nazis turned out, about 1,000 to 2,000 protesters turned out at that, and several arrests, no major injuries. We'll have details for you on that also this morning.
That's very nice of you. Thank you. That's it?
Would you like more?
Oh, well.
I could sit and talk all morning.
Okay, enough of that.
Eric Clapton doing some Bob Marley and the Wailers reggae music this morning on KSLQ at 8:22. KSLQ congratulates Barbara Cunningham of High Ridge. She is the winner of a pair of tickets to see the Rolling Stones in concert. That's going to be tomorrow night. Last night, you might have seen Yvonne Elliman and Leo Sayer, and let's see what's happening at the MRF.
The Mississippi River Festival, Summer of 78, where the stars are shining all summer long, presents Friday, July 14th at 8 p.m., the Doobie Brothers. Saturday, July 15th at 8 p.m., Kenny Loggins.
Some supernatural charlatan, a mastermind. Or some lucky lady's design.
And on Sunday, July 16th at 8 p.m., Teddy Pendergrass.
You can't hide, no, hide, no, no.
Teddy Pendergrass with special guest Ashford and Simpson. There has been a tremendous response to these concerts, so to avoid disappointment, buy your tickets now. Reserved and lawn seats are on sale at the MRF box office, Streetside Records, and Peaches. Lawn tickets available at Famous Bar. For further information, call area code 618-692-3294. The Mississippi River Festival, where the stars are shining all summer long.
Stars are kind of faded at the Copacabana. KSLQ at 8:23, the Bill Bailey Show with JR. Such a great song. Born to Run, Bruce Springsteen. Cars may be born to run, but many people are not running well this morning on the highway. Number 40, for example. Yeah, that looks sluggish through Laclede Station Road. It's also heavy, but moving from King's Highway through or about or around or wherever the Vandeventer overpass or bypass is taking people this morning. 55 northbound looks good from 270 all the way to Broadway. KSLQ. Our request lines 969-3333. On the east side, 399-7890. In case you care to call, we'd like to hear what you want to hear.
Baby, we cannot wonder. Ain't no way I'm ever gonna.
It's 8:42 from KSLQ.
Tell them it's 13 minutes after 2.
It's 8:42 at KSLQ. Well, let's get the lowdown. By Skaggs here in the rain, 68 degrees. It's going to be up in the high 70s today and thundershowers. It's 8:47 now. This is J.R. and R.J., not to be confused here. R.J. will be here at 9. This is J.R. filling in this week for Bill
Believe
Bailey.
Believe me, I've heard a lot of exciting shows in my life, but this isn't one of them.
Well, we can improve things here as we step into that mysterious room known as Q Information, and we see the face and voice we hear of Mike Lewis.
Hello.
Hello.
Good to have you with us this morning. Have you a bottle of aspirin with you,
mm-hmm.
I hope?
Mm-hmm.
Make it through the week?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, okay. We have a new Miss Missouri from Poplar Bluff.
All right.
Tamara Pfister.
All right.
All right. I wonder what it takes to get on one of the judgeships of one of those things. She'll be at the Miss of America pageant in Atlantic City, New Jersey, and represent Missouri.
Great.
She does well.
She will.
ERA people in Washington today, as you know, they thousands gathered to support ERA. They want an extension of the deadline. That took place yesterday, and they'll be back at Capitol Hill again today. We'll have a report for you on that. And there are pickets up at the Missouri Pacific Railroad facilities here in St. Louis, Kansas City, and in Illinois. Details for you on that upcoming.
Thank you, Mike. Thank you, Carly Simon, for being here now. 12 minutes till 9.
Nope.
SLQ.
Oh, it's raining out.
My
clothes are soaked through and through.
Carly.
Can I use your fireplace and dry off, please?
Help you with your shoes here.
This town gets awful hot.
KSLQ. Bill Bailey Show. This is JR. I will see you tomorrow. Bill Bailey returns after his rest in a week. RJ Reynolds will be here next. Right after we do some dancing with a shadow. Not much of one to be found today. This is Andy Gibb on the Q.